your money. And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move this July 4th weekend. We're glad you're with us this morning. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, here with Becky Ivins. How are you doing this morning, Becky?
I'm doing great, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Any hot dogs or hamburgers in your future?
I sure hope so.
Yeah.
I sure hope so.
Hot enough. We're going to have to put something on the grill, right?
Now, is July 4th a big family weekend for you?
Always have. There's sometimes three extended families. I don't know how you say that, but friends of the family and their families that get together.
Yeah. So for my wife's family, this is a big weekend for them because they always would gather together in Edmond at the grandfather's office space and watch the fireworks. So sadly, in this past year, grandfather has passed away. And so this one is kind of a bittersweet gathering, I think, that we'll have together, which is part of what, you know, we do, is that we gather together and remember and celebrate and enjoy life together.
Yeah. And, well, it's all about family, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Well, family centers around home. And
we need to know what to do to our house.
Yes.
Before we put it on the market, how can we best present our house?
Boy, this is one that, like most things today, probably individuals used to come to you kind of with a clean slate of, I don't know, have any idea of what to do and what to. But now there's so many different programs out there, information out there. Some of it is overloaded. Some of them is not correct. And so I bet a lot of what you do in particular is getting people's heads straight, right?
Well, and last week I actually visited with a professional stager here in Oklahoma, in central Oklahoma, who's been very successful at staging for some big names in real estate. And she gave me some specifics to share with everybody.
Oh, that's wonderful. Can I start with a question?
Sure.
Okay. What was a big thing that used to be done that is a big thing to not do today? Like, it's something that...
Okay, I know exactly.
That, you know, you used to say this is a must-do to get your house ready for the market.
Well, one of the things that we used to do is to, like, put a little bit of vanilla on a light bulb so that the warm vanilla smell would permeate the home. We would literally bake bread or cookies in the oven so that when people came to the open house, it would look... It would smell like home. And it was almost always chocolate chip cookies. And then, you know, we would let people that came to the open house eat them on their way out the door because we did not want their cookie crumbs inside the house.
And you say now, today, that's something that you don't necessarily do.
You do so much more than that today.
Yeah.
I mean, before, I literally held an open house one time where there was lake underwear. Now, if anyone knows what this is, this is a preteen boy that had gone to one of the Oklahoma muddy lakes, and he had lake underwear drying on his ceiling fan with the ceiling fan on.
Oh, my gosh.
And, of course, I looked at that, and I was going, ooh, do I really want to touch that? Well, I did not touch that, but I did need to remove it. So I went and got a broom handle and took it out and, pitched it in the dirty clothes hamper.
That's Turner Fall Undies right there.
There, something like that, right?
Exactly. All right, so let's get to the good stuff of what is it that we do need to do.
Okay. We've talked about this before, but I want to reiterate how important this is, and that is lighting. You must have uniform lighting. You cannot have a blue cast bulb in one room or in one light fixture and a yellow one in a different light fixture. Get rid of your squiggly bulbs. Get pretty light bulbs that all have a consistent Kelvin rating. And the K rating that you're looking for is 3,000 or 4,000. 3,000 or 4,000. You don't want 2,700. They're yellow. You do not want 6,000. They're blue. And you can get the 4,000 online, and that really is a real pretty true white. So,
and if you want to deep dive into that, you can go back to the podcast. You can subscribe to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move on podcast anywhere that you find a podcast, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartMedia, and look up Hayes Electric. Because we did a deep dive with Hayes Electric on this. And I was with Alan 2 weeks ago on a house where they were trying to figure out how do we get this house bright. They're purchasing and thought, you know, how much would it cost for us to get it bright? Mm-hmm. And Alan was just fantastic walking through. Here's how to get the consistent light, the color that you want.
And when you listen to the podcast, pay particular attention to the part about wafer lights.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Wafer lights look like they're canned lights, and most canned lights are more of a spotlight effect. But wafer lights are broadcast, so that it does not really give you shadows because it just broadcasts the light so widely and evenly. So, and they're LED, so they're cool in temperature
cool.
Huge
difference that, especially if you're in a small room, like you can think of a small bathroom that, you know, where just a regular light can end up becoming a heat lamp.
Well, and you know, there are different types of staging, Mark. There are staging for occupied homes. There's staging for vacant homes. And there's even a different staging for tenant occupied homes.
Let's talk about that, but let's first go to our money men.
Money, money, money. NMLS number 196-895.
Good morning.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, Becky. Matt. Good morning. How are you doing this
Happy
weekend?
Happy 4th of July weekend. Doing fantastic. How
Wonderful.
Are you guys?
We're doing absolutely fantastic. So Matt, this is kind of, everybody is watching what's happening, right? Kind of in the long run. Let's talk a little bit of the long run of what's happening in the market and kind of the expectation of it during this weekend or during the upcoming time.
Yeah, right. So the June 15th, Federal Reserve raised their interest rate, right? And mortgage rates, you know, we had a reaction to that, and mortgage rates went up slightly. So at least our experts and our team, our company, we believe that rates are going to kind of maintain and settle a little bit. But we're in the 6 range today, Mark, on a 30-year term loan, and right around 5.5% on a 15-year term loan.
So any difference in qualification that you've had implemented over the last couple of months?
Not really, Becky. You know, unfortunately, we have to keep an eye on rates and keep an eye on those pre-qualified clients that we have. And hopefully the increase in interest rates doesn't impact them. But no, I mean, overall, it's just an issue of monitoring interest rates and monitoring those clients that we have pre-qualified.
So if you're wanting to purchase, I mean, 6 months ago was better than today, but today is most likely better than 6 months from now. So kind of get locked in on the 6% or so interest. I mean, that floats from several times a day. It can float actually from up or down just a little bit as it ticks up, ticks down. But it's still a very affordable rate, but you're not going to be able to afford as much as you could have afforded 6 months ago. And you're probably going to be able to buy more now for the same monthly payment than you will 6 months from now. So even though some predict it's going to be steady, some predict it's going to go up in interest rate, but to call SWBC
You can get a hold of them at 405-858-7770. That's 858-7770. Or go to BeckyIvins.com, click on Becky's Favorites. You'll see SWBC Mortgage right there at the top. Matt, I just want to thank you personally for working. We have a family that's a multi-generation family that is moving from out of state in, and you've just been fantastic with them. Much appreciated, Matt.
Well, thank you, Mark, and we certainly appreciate the partnership that we have with you and Becky and your team.
Okay.
Great. We'll be back talking about the different types of staging right here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We're talking about ways to get your home ready for the market. And Becky, there are different types of staging or staging for different types of homes. Which one is it, or what's the different types?
Well, when a house is vacant, you stage it differently, of course, than if it's occupied. And then sometimes it's tenant occupied, which is... that's the most difficult.
That's the most difficult one.
Right. Because tenants typically have a vested interest in the property not selling. So
that's, and from the buy side that I work with and the sell side you work with, that is probably the most difficult showing.
Like we've got a tenant occupied property right now that's on the market, and we've had... have 14 requests for showing, and 6 have been approved. So less than half of the requested showings have been accepted. The rest have been declined. So then it ages on the market, and everyone wonders, every buyer, every realtor, like, well, what's going on? And you cannot put in your public remarks, it's tenant occupied. Because the public remarks in multiple listing just have to describe the property, not the owners, not the tenants, not anything else. But there's realtor remarks, but the public doesn't get to see those. So they're just assuming, oh, it's not a good house.
Right.
And really, it's just not been available to see.
So what are, in that kind of situation, what are tenants required to do and not required to do?
Depending on their lease.
So it's where that lease contract is a contract that stipulates.
And this one does stipulate
that
because I manage this property. So it stipulates that the last 90 days of the lease that we're able to show the property to prospective tenants or prospective purchasers. And we were kind and offered our tenants a refund of half their last month's rent if they would be very cooperative. And I'm going, I had to send a text and go, sorry, you're not being very cooperative.
This is not right.
You know, but in that case, if I've got a stager going out to that property that's going to look at it, they'll be gone in a day or so. So then we've got someone coming in. I mean, Exceptional Carpets is going to clean the carpet.
It.
We've got DJ the painter going in to because they've got 4 couches in the living room.
Yeah.
Well, it's not that big of a house to have 4 couches in the living room. So you know the walls are going to be scuffed up. Yeah. So you're going to have to paint. And they're not, it's not that they haven't taken care of the property, but few tenants take care of a property like a homeowner would.
Sure.
So staging for these people, we just opted to wait and let them move out since it was so close. But typically we would have said, you guys need to remove 2 of these couches. It's not a real big living room, but it makes it look like there's no living room with wall-to-wall couches.
Yeah.
And so things that you would do in a vacant home is just an example. If you've got one vanity that's got 2 sinks in it, 2 lavatory sinks, but you want to bring attention to the fact that there's 2 sinks, you put something tall between those sinks, like maybe a tall orchid And not a real one, because
nobody wants to go there day.
No, not on a vacant property, but you can have a very nice little something like that.
Yeah.
And if it, like, I staged a house, this has been 2 or 3 years ago, that had 4 bathrooms. They all had exactly the same tile. So you didn't notice how many bathrooms there were, honestly, because they all looked just alike. So for that house, even though it was vacant, what it really needed, it had an island that wasn't tiny. It wasn't large. It's just a medium-sized island, easily overlooked as you walked through the house, which, by the way, it had the same tile that the bathrooms had. And it was pretty tile. It's just there was a lot of it. So you tend to overlook things that might be important. So you put something on the island just to cause someone. The goal of a stager is to cause someone to pause and look, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in the bathrooms, what we did was typically we just use white towels to stage. But in this one, we used like teal towels in one bedroom, in one bathroom. And we used like navy in another one. With a flower to kind of match, just put like 2 things on in the bathroom so that people would remember that there were different bathrooms, right? So each one had different color of towels and a little flower somewhere.
Easier to say that's the teal one, that's the gray one, or that's the.
And if someone says, well, there wasn't a bathroom there. Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Remember that cute little purple flower, and they had purple towels in it.
Yeah.
So it was a little bit different.
Big part to me for a vacant home is the outside shouldn't look vacant, like from the yard, from the way the blinds are set are the biggest indication.
Well, and blinds, you know how particular I am on blinds.
They don't
and
need
lighting,
to be closed
right?
all the way. They need to be
What I do is I like to not open them all the way, not close them all the way, but it needs to be halfway between. And they need to be facing. The inside faces down, the outside faces up.
Allow sunlight.
If, depending on the side of the house that you're on. And on some sides of the house, you want it exactly the opposite. Like if it's the west or south side, you want the sunlight to go upwards toward the ceiling so that it's not harsh on the floor. And so it reflects off the ceiling. So it really is different for each house. But some things are just so easy to do. And if you have furniture, but you don't have, say you don't have lamps, you don't have a little bowl of something on the coffee table, you don't have a throw. This stager talked about having just staged a house that had a mauve couch. And she said it was probably an expensive couch in its day. And there was nothing really wrong with it, but it had like 6 mauve pillows on this couch. She said, so I just removed the pillows because they match the couch, right? She said, I just put white pillows and a white throw, and the whole room looked different.
Yeah.
And white photographs better than any color. So I'm going to kind of expound upon what you can do with white inside and outside your house.
That's a good
white
tidbit.
White is your friend
when
you're photographing. And a stager's job is to do 2 things. Cause the pictures to look so good that someone books an appointment to see it, and cause someone to pause in the house and look around.
To see the features that are there so they remember those features. I never think about white because we stay away from it in like the hustle and bustle of having kids and and just my own messiness.
I know she said, well, I've got 2 teenage boys, I can't use white bedding for them, and I eat queso at night, so I can't use it for
my bed either. So when we come back, we'll be talking about the biggest mistakes people make in staging. So stay tuned with us on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team here with Becky Ivins. And we are talking about, well, it's our word of the day also. So it's staging. Our word of the day is brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing from a small repair to a complete replacement. Give them a call at 728-3700. That's 405-728-3700. So our word of the day is staging. What's the official definition of it?
Well, I mean, staging is basically presenting a play or dramatic performance, right?
Right.
However, in our current vernacular, is the activity or practice of styling and furnishing a property for sale in such a way that it enhances the attractiveness to potential buyers.
So you spent some time here learning some new things. This is one of the things I appreciate about you, Becky, that you have been in real estate for over four decades.
Yes,
I'll
I have.
Put it that way.
Okay.
And you continually learn. Because there's continually things to learn.
Well, I love to. I really honestly did not expect to learn a lot because I actually have my certified home staging professional designation already. But that was probably 20 years ago. And what? So currently, a lot's happened in the last 20 years. Do you know what came into existence in the last 20 years? HGTV. So now we have the HGTV effect,
yeah,
which is, I guess you would call it form over function almost, because we talked about staging a vacant home in our last segment. Staging an occupied home is, you have to remember about functionality. Because almost always we request that the favorite chair in the house be take up temporary residence in the garage.
Yeah.
Because it's the worn out, most comfortable chair in the house and it just looks awful. And no throw is going to make it look that good. And yeah. It usually is oversized, so it takes up too much room.
I always think about the show Frasier, and the grandfather lived with him and had that, you know, he was all stylish, and then he had his chair that was duct taped.
Right. That, yeah. Right.
Exactly. It's that chair.
Well, and so staging a house that is occupied, say you've got a four bedroom house. Well, you need more than four chairs in the living room. So two love seats facing each other or in an L shape doesn't really quite do it because it makes the living room look small. So putting the furniture a little bit further away from the center of the room, not hugging the walls necessarily, but to where there is room to seat a minimum of five people, you really should have six places to sit in a living room with four bedrooms. I mean, just think about that. I know I talked to a builder one time and I sold several houses, a handful of houses for him. He just had not been able to sell. And he goes, I just don't understand. These are affordable. They're well built and yada, yada, yada. Well, they were about 1,300 and some feet, four-bedroom homes.
Mm.
The living room was open to the kitchen, so it was like a living kitchen, or what we used to call kitchen club. But it could only fit a maximum of four people in the living room. I said, you need to order some apartment furniture.
Yeah.
And he didn't know what apartment furniture is. Well, it is a size of furniture. You don't need big rolled edges of the arms. You need slim, straight arms to where the seating area is bigger rather than, you know, unless someone's going to sit on the arm of a chair,
yeah,
which I know my grandkids do, but I'm not going to suggest that you stage a house like that, right?
Right.
So that's the kind of thing that you've got to pay attention to, and you've got to stage for. Once I had a house that did not have a dining area, brand new house. And not only did it not have a dining area, what could have been a table for two at the end of the kitchen, the door, of course, to the back patio opened in, so you couldn't set anything there. And it was a 3-foot door, so it swung the entire way. So what we did on that is we staged with TV trays and a patio table so that there was two places to eat. And a lot of people eat in front of their TVs,
sure.
But they, when you look at a house, you always look for the dining area,
right.
Even though sometimes you don't use it. But there, I mean, you needed something. It was a 4-bedroom house without a dining area.
One of the biggest things that in staging that I think we get used to when we live in the house is entryways from like door spaces, like how far the door opens up or how close that dresser is
mm-hmm.
to the door.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've heard you say over and over again, just move that dresser over a little
you
bit.
You have to move something at least a foot away from either edge of a door because it blocks the people from walking in. And then they don't go in and experience the room. Stager's job, slow them down enough to experience the space.
Mm.
So they're not going to go in if they're blocked from going in, yeah. Right? One of the things that she mentioned was rugs. And I know that we worked with a designer, with three houses, actually. And our designer is Kara Pasley, and she uses rugs. They just anchor everything. And then some areas where you think, oh, well, you need a rug there, she'll go, no, what you really need is a painting on the wall there and yada, yada. I mean, no, so she has a vision that I don't have. I've learned a lot from her. But rugs are important. They are real good anchors. And by the way, the stager that I'm referring to, I've not asked her permission to give her name on air, even though she probably would be just fine with that. But call my office, 405-722-3232. I first will ask her permission, then I'll give out her name and number. If you're a realtor listening, I know a lot of my realtor friends listen to the show, and I'll share her information with you because she really is quite good.
There's some houses kind of stage themselves. Like the people, it's fairly easy. There's other houses that are very difficult to stage.
Well, yeah. I mean, like we're saying, sometimes there's a little skinny entry. What do you do? There are things you can do. Well, I mean, plant a flower bed coming up to your entry helps on that. So you do stage the outside of the mm-hmm. house. I told you I was going to tell you what to do white. White's your best friend when you stage. Our brick in Oklahoma is almost all some stage of red. And people put all kinds of flowers outside. The flowers that look the best are white flowers against a dark or a darker brick. Because you put an orange in front of an orange, and that's not going to look all that good. Yellow is a good color. White is a great color. So if you want to put flowers in your flower beds, use
white color.
That's a really good color to use.
Yeah, so what I'm hearing is that red and white is better than orange and black.
Oh, yes.
Is that what I'm...
crimson and cream are always better than the orange and black. Yes.
Yes. If you have a different opinion, you can call us at our office. No, I'm just kidding.
We do love our cowboys.
And Agent Extraordinaire Judy is a tremendous cowboy fan.
Yes. Yes, for sure. And by the way, so are our lenders. Matt
McLean, Dean Riddell. Yep, yeah. OSU time. So colors, pay attention to white. That is.
Well, white are the towels you use, uh-huh. Fluffy white. Don't let the families use them if they're
living
there.
I would never thought of putting.
White towels. White, yeah. Not anything that's ever been used. Put white. I mean, they cost like $6 or $7 at Walmart.
Yeah.
Buy a plain white towel to use in your bathrooms. Then use, if you've got a real busy bedspread, fold it down to the end of the bed. Only have about 1/3 of the bed as the bedspread or the comforter or whatever you use, and just have a plain white sheet on the bed, that your top sheet being white, and then you can put your decorative pillows or whatever up by the headboard. But white's your friend.
I love that. When we come back, we'll be talking about the biggest mistakes that people make in getting their home ready. Right here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, and it is time for our Smoking Hot Deals.
Hot, hot, hot. Feeling hot, hot, hot. Oh, Lord.
Our Smoking Hot Deals are brought to you by Casa Perico Mexican Grill, located on the south corner of 122nd and Penn, and on 63rd, just west of Meridian. Casa Perico, fresh, hot Mexican food.
Or a cool margarita on a weekend like this.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, our smoking hot deal. It's hard for us to keep up with a smoking hot deal because we sell our listings very quickly. Here's my advice. Some of you have taken advantage of this, and you've been very pleased that you have. Okay, if you're looking for something in particular, even if it's what we refer to as the 322, which is the 3-bed, 2-bath, 2-car, and you want it in a particular, you want a particular size yard, you want a particular color brick, you want it so close to a hospital or whatever, or in a school system, call our office. You just have to put your name down. We take what you want. It's like taking an order. The next call we get of someone wanting to list something like that, we present it to you prior to it going into the multi-list for competition for you. So if you're looking for 100 acres, if you're looking for 1 acre with a 4-bedroom house, if you're looking for a barn dominium, you do need to call us because we can locate those for you. And we're happy to do that. And our smoking hot deals nowadays are anything that is actually active on the market. So
it is still a fast paced market. And you, buyers all the time, I'm just talking with them going, you can't just be chasing the tail end of the dog.
Yeah. And the thing is, Mark, we've talked about this. Almost everybody in our market uses the word crazy. It's a crazy market. It's crazy this. It's crazy that. Well, talk to a true professional, and we'll take the crazy out of that for you, and we will have a strategy session with you prior to your purchase or prior to listing a property so that you know what to expect. We will alert you to anything that we see that could be a hurdle to your purchase or to the sale of your property.
My fellow buyer agent Joe and I were talking yesterday about just what was our favorite deals we've had in this past year.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them were individuals that were the very hard to find. One, like mine, was a first time home buyer at $120,000. Wow. That was all. I mean, they couldn't do anything else. And we got it. Took it. Just had they. We had a strategy session set in place. He had one that it was a mom with 3 kids, I believe, that he had a strategy session. It was going to be a tough and kept after it. And they're in a home.
You know, wonderful. My favorite one this year, I always pick out a favorite one each year, and one that I would never do again for all the money in the world. So, and that's an exaggeration. I probably would do it again for twice the money. Okay. The listing, Matt Trotter's Gym, over 19,000 square feet.
They're on 63rd and Rockwell.
Right.
Yep.
And got that sold for the folks. COVID pretty much shut down gyms of all kinds, since we happen to have a family member who owns one. We know this. The and sold it to a fellow agent, brought the buyer, Life Share. It is now operating rooms for donation of organs, for harvesting those. And they fly right out of Wiley Post Airport and go all over the United States. Whoever's next on the list gets it, you know, and how I don't know the particulars of all that.
Yeah.
But what was really cool is when we toured that place, I toured it with the owners afterwards. We went to the open house and with Sandy Harris, who built the Matt Trotter Gym. And we were all there together and looking at it. And I was going, isn't this the Matt Tot Gym? Because, you know, they just kind of, yeah, it's totally different. And it was the little incubators for the kidneys were in there.
Oh, my goodness.
For the little baby incubator things. It was such a
wow,
heartwarming thing.
Yeah.
So if
yeah,
you're not an organ donor, organ or tissue donor, uh-huh, you might do that on your driver's license. Just my little commercial for Life Share
for the day. Maybe there'd be an upcoming show for us about get the team together in here going, what's our favorite?
Oh, yeah, that would be a good one.
Yeah.
Well, we promised everyone we would talk about...
Here we go. So it is the most common mistakes or things to avoid.
Things to avoid. Okay. Avoid the strong smells. And I'm talking about what you think smells good is sometimes so overwhelming, it literally gives people headaches. And if someone walks in and smells a flowery or a whatever smell those candles and wax things give off, they know you're trying to cover something up. And they typically, it to them, to you, it smells different than what you typically have in there. To them, to the buyer, someone entering your house, smells pretty musty.
I had one recently that we walked in and every plug within had one. And we could only stand being in the home 5 minutes. I mean, that was...
Everyone gets a headache. Your eyes start to burn.
It was so bad.
Yeah. Well, there's a solution for that, and that is Exceptional Carpet Cleaning. They are odor experts. And it's not just carpets and floors. It's walls and windows and anything else. So avoid odors of any kind and have a neutral person tell you the truth about it, because
there's the key.
Yeah,
is you become nose blind to your own house.
Yes, you do. Okay, the other thing to avoid is mistakes, I guess, is people forgetting their hallways, and it's got like a dim bulb in it, and it's got family pictures from grandma and grandpa down to the last baby that was born, and it's somebody else's family in there. You want, I'm not saying you've got to remove all your pictures, but if you have a hallway that's a gallery of family pictures, the family walking through there needs to be looking at the home, not your family photos. And they need to be imagining themselves in the home instead of your family in the home. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty important to remember your hallway, wipe down your door jams, get you some cleaner and a rag, and wipe down the door jams that are just fingerprint laden. Doorknobs are something people forget. You need to change out your doorknobs when they've changed colors due to wear and tear, right?
Yep.
And doorknobs are not real expensive. And if you think about it, if you can spend, say, $300 on some doorknobs and get $3,000 more for your house, that is a pretty good thing to do. We have handymen that can help you with that. Other things to avoid are cobwebs. Look up. It amazes me how many times people do not look up in their house and get stuff off. Avoid over-occupied bookshelves, because if they're bookshelves and they're really carrying books for years, sometimes they warp like a closet rod does. And so you've got to lighten the shelving of your house. And do not forget your closets. get stuff out of your closets. If you're putting your house on the market right now, there should be no sweaters in there. There should be no coats in there. You're going to have to move them because you're moving. You're selling that house.
Pack up that off-season stuff.
Pack up that stuff, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So if you need more staging tips, okay, I texted Amy Wilson. Is okay with you calling her? Just go to Amy, A-M-I-E, Wilson.com. That's her website. And she will help you with your staging.
It's been a great, I feel like, very informative.
Very informative. I hope you go to the podcast and maybe listen to it again. Remember, your whites inside and out are your friend. Remember, your lighting is essential, and clean your light fixtures and get the dust off your light bulbs.
Right. And remember that red and white is better than orange and black.
Oh.
We'll be back next week on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK.